Today, I want to introduce to you the fifth thing that C.S. Lewis decided to quit in order to help him to grow in Christ. Now, this fifth thing is something that is easily overlooked in life. Here is the fifth thing Lewis decided to quit. He decided to quit overdoing it and maintain balance. I think most of us can identify with this issue. All of us seem to be so busy doing this, doing that, going here, going there. Back a few years ago, the country music group Alabama had a song entitled, "I'm in a hurry and don't know why." I'm in a hurry and don't know why. The first line of the chorus states, "I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush till life's no fun." Does this sound like your life sometimes? I know there have been times in my life when I could identify with those lyrics. Now, the great evangelist Billy Graham was once asked in an interview what he would do differently if he could start his ministry over. He gave a very interesting and somewhat surprising answer. When asked that question, he immediately said that he would spend less time traveling in the ministry and more time at home with his family. In other words, even Billy Graham would stop overdoing it so that he could grow spiritually. We all know that we live in a world that is constantly busy. Brethren, don't rob your time with God by giving it to things of lesser value. Strive to live a balanced life. Look at the life of Jesus. During his earthly ministry, Jesus left us a great example of prioritizing what was most important. On several occasions in the Gospels, you find Jesus ministering to the people, preaching the good news, and healing their diseases. But Jesus then leaves the crowds oftentimes, and his disciples. He left them all and took time alone to pray and to communicate with his God. It appears that Jesus did not want to overdo it with things of less importance. Jesus understood the importance of prioritizing life. Brethren, one final thought. Our relationship with God is not a chore. It is a wonderful privilege. It is our life force, if you will. So, I encourage you all to make the necessary adjustments in life in order to utilize that wonderful privilege. Amen.